Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
There was a lot of applause and celebration at a Queensland retirement home earlier this week in Roma because they were celebrating the birthday of Dexter Kruger. It was a very special birthday, though, for Dexter.
Dexter is now Australia's oldest person, following the death of fellow Queenslander Mabel Crosby last week.
Oh, look, sad to hear about Mabel. I mean, Dexter's pretty much Stephen Bradbury'd his way through life. He's waiting for everyone else to fall over, and then eventually, bam, that's Australia's oldest person, baby! I'm sure he doesn't see it that way, but that's just how it works.
You know what's the best thing about being Australia's oldest person? No one can tell you what to do, because more life experience than anyone ever.
Except for the nurses, at the home. Yeah. How old do you reckon Dexter is to be Australia's oldest person, Hutsy?
Well, he'd have to be probably over 108 or 9, I reckon, for sure.
He's 111 years old.
Blow out the candles, baby.
You reckon you'll make it that far?
God, no. I'll be like the Kurt Cobain. I'll burn out before I fade away, but not from a shotgun.
Well, you're past 27, so you're not going to make the 27 club at this point. You're well past that.
I reckon about 60.
You reckon? That'll be you.
That'll do. I would have
lost my mind. It's sad because part of me is like, man, I hope I live to 111. And then there's another part of me. That's usually the part when I wake up, when I first open my eyes every morning that goes, oh, God. How many more years of this? Then once I have a coffee, splash some water on my face, I'm like, yeah, let's get it.
Just imagine how painful it'd be, though, having like, a conversation with this guy because, you know, most people, when your grandparents are, like, you know, 60, 70, like, back in my day, you know, all right, that's going to be a 5-10 minute conversation. This guy,
no.
111.
Not Dexter, mate. He is spry for his age. Right. Don't let his 111 years fool you, Hutsy, because this guy loves to party, and that's what he did on his big birthday.
I waited until the clock struck 12, and I said, hooray!
Had a couple of shots, did he?
Well, 12 p.m.
Yeah.
I waited for Studio 10 to finish, and then they said, Dexter, it's your birthday. How good is that? So, yeah, he's still, like, all there mentally.
That's
the main thing. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the body, yeah, parts of it are going to go because it's wear and tear. That's to be expected. But for Dexter, his mind is still as sharp as he used to be a farmer. He retired at 86.
Oh,
yeah. And he's still going. And, you know, he gets asked that question all the time. How do you do it, Dexter? How did you live so long? And how are you still, you know, so jubilant and
agile.
Excited? And, you know, he says one of the things is his childlike laughter.
Thank you very much.
I love that. That's the sound he makes when he gets a scooter. He's like, ha, 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 love it. And the other thing that keeps Dexter's mind very sharp is the fact that he is an author.
Well, to a great extent, that my writing.
He's written 13 books. So
13 books?
I haven't even read 13 books.
Now, most of them are erotic novels, we've got to point out. A lot of 50 Shades of Grey fan fiction, which Dexter writes under the titles of One Shade of Grey.
Yeah, just imagine Shade of Grey. When he's like sitting there and then the nurses see him, he's like staring at him and he's writing stuff, just giggling to himself. They're like, what are you up to?
Yeah, he's writing some saucy erotica, just going.
Imagine the ones he's writing now to be like, and the nurse gave him a seductive sponge bath.
So a big happy birthday to Dexter, 111. Well done. Good innings, mate.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Getting your parents to do things for you when you're young, you have to rely on this sort of thing because, you know, they're your parents. You have to listen to them. They're much smarter than you, supposedly. They know better than you, but do you
I tried to take the wheel of the car a couple of times and Dad said, look, you're just not ready for it, okay? You're only 6, so I'll still drive you to school for now.
Yeah. Do you take much of their advice now you're fully grown and you obviously lived a lot longer now? Do you sort of take their advice as much or?
I got to say no. I seem to be a bit resistant to their advice these days because now that I've grown up and I see my parents through a different lens and I see both their successes and failures, yeah, most of the time when Mum tries to tell me something, my response is,
yeah.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. But usually when they give recommendations, like they have lived a lot longer than us, they do sort of know what they're talking about when it comes to that sort of thing. But I'll tell you what, a woman in the US of A may be regretting taking her parents' suggestions on board because she was going away with her partner for a nice little holiday and her parents, basically, she left it to them to book the hotel accommodation that she was going to stay in.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this was a situation where the parents booked it and were like, oh, yes, we've been there many times before. It's a lovely place. You'll love it. It's got great views. The rooms are always clean and tidy. It's a fantastic place. It turns out, though, this woman's been going viral on TikTok and has been viewed more than 1.3 million times because, as it turns out, her parents booked her into a swingers hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how did they know it was a swingers hotel? Probably from the first moment they sort of walked through the door, when all of a sudden they're walking through the door and then there's, like, all these mirrors above the beds. There's, you know, complimentary condoms next to the bed, and there's all sorts of other toys around the building. I would imagine.
Okay, sure.
This would be a little bit awkward as well. I don't know if she rang up her mum straight away, or maybe just let it sink in for a little while. And maybe when she got back from holiday, she was like, parents were like, "What kind of? How was it? How was your trip?" I'm like, "Oh, it was a lovely time. Yes, it all went quite well."
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Like, why is my bathrobe in the yeah. wardrobe there made entirely of leather? I don't understand what this place is.
Yeah, obviously, I'm sure this place is quite clean and livable and everything like that, but would you really want to stay in a place like this? It's like, no matter how much you sort of think someone's cleaned the place up or, you know, changed the sheets and all that sort of stuff, you'd probably still be a little bit, you know.
If the Trivago girl was there,
maybe. That'd be the only way you'd stay there. I'll tell you what, but they basically joked with everybody saying, well, at least we're in a place where we know that the walls are going to be soundproof. Well,
yeah. You're going to get a good night's sleep if that's what you're there
for. Bed's going to be comfy. Walls are going to be soundproof. True. What's not to love about the place? Mm. But they probably should have known that something was up when basically they're at reception, they were checking in, and the receptionist started asking them some, you know, really strange questions like this.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party. Party. The pants with the pants. Party with pants?
Yeah, nothing sus at all.
No, not at all.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
And it's one of the big cheese brands here in Australia. It's been around for many years.
So when it's cheese you're after, nothing beats Coon. It's Australian for tasty.
That was some of the old ads that used to run. But obviously over the last couple of years, there's been questions raised about the name behind that brand of cheese. Now, it was named after the guy, Edward William Coon.
That was his name.
And he came up with this process known as cooning. It was a cheese-making method.
Okay.
But, obviously, that word has other connotations as well. And the company behind that cheese, Saputo, they've been listening to customer feedback. And the CEO, Lino Saputo, yesterday was out there basically saying, we've heard the feedback and we are changing the name to something else.
It was important for us to understand that that name did not please other consumers. And so we decided that we would embark on this journey to rename that brand. Long journey, but here we are. And I introduce you to Cheer.
Cheer Cheese is what they've changed it to.
I like it how it's now become that word we will not speak of. You see, it kept saying that brand. He won't even say it's like he's already erased it from his memory.
If it is
like,
offensive to people, then we shouldn't be saying it, you know?
It really looks like they wanted to keep a word with the letter C. It's like, it's like, but for me,
you can't call it the C word cheese because then people are like, whoa, what?
It's like, I can't even think of the top of my head. We were just brainstorming a few minutes ago. I'm thinking, I can't even think of a word I could call it. Like, that starts with C. That would be a good name for a brand of cheese.
And when they first started talking about this, there were people I came across that were like, oh, they shouldn't change the name of it. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, it doesn't matter. It's still the same cheese.
Right.
It's just the name. Yeah. If they were changing the flavour of the cheese so it tastes like earwax, then I'd be marching in the streets. But it's just the name. However, I can't say that I'm a big fan of Cheer. I mean, they could have changed to Cheers at least so we could summon memories of like, sometimes you wanna go where everybody's eating cheese. You know, Cheers cheese would have been okay. I mean, it's even hard to say Cheer cheese. Cheer cheese.
Just
cheer
call cheese. It, just call it cheese cheese.
Cheese cheese.
Cheese cheese, why not? Say cheese. Just call it something. There we are. The names are already flowing.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah,
say
cheese.
Cheese.
Look at that. There you go. I'm available for parties as well on weekends if you want to get some ideas.
So when it comes to
me.
Entertaining, say cheese.
Say cheese.
That
think it's all about brand awareness, though. For me, you could call it what you want. I know if I was looking for this brand of cheese in the supermarket, it's got a blue background. It's got white writing on it.
Yeah.
As soon as I would look down, I go, that's that brand. The same thing happened. Obviously, there was the big lawsuit with Bega Cheese about Kraft when it got bought out because it was
packaging.
The same packaging.
Yeah, very similar.
People would just look at it and go, okay, well, that's the packaging. It's got a different name, but we know it's the same packaging because that's what we've been seeing for years.
Mm.
And this has been 85 years we've had this basic packaging, so we know what it looks like.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if the new name, Cheer Cheese, makes a difference when it comes to the sale of their product, because it can. I mean, I know when Dick Smith came out with his cheese all those years ago, sales plummeted.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsey.